and so on. Multiple brain areas store info about the information being learned or ability being practiced. We see on neuroimaging how the several areas storing different sensory experiences of the exact same info connect to one another by interacting networks. Because each sense has a different storage area in the brain, multisensory memory is simpler to hook in, store, and remember. When one is triggered, that is, recall of what was seen, the others, what was heard, felt, visualized, are practically immediately co-activated. By recalling one of the ways the information was experienced, the other parts of the memory will come online and be available for recall. Multisensory memory power can be examined through the lens of neuroscience research. You may have heard people say that if one sense is lost, the others get stronger. That may or may not hold true for all senses, but here's an experiment wherein a part of the brain did get more powerful when a sense was lost. The visual reaction center in the brain, the occipital cortex, is generally only triggered by visual sensory information. Subjects were blindfolded for 5 days and did not get any visual or light input to their brains. At first, there was a big drop in activity in their visual response occipital cortexes. They did receive intense study and practice in reading by touch using Braille. After the 5 days of Braille practice, their visual occipital cortexes showed neural activity in new circuits that had been constructed and were rather comparable to those that are found in people who are blind from birth. By using their touch, increased their memory storage in both their sensory, touch, and visual response part of their brains. More senses means more storage. Each new sensory technique to the information builds more adjoining brain circuits. These brain cell networks are the highways that link numerous parts of the brain. Like traffic flow in a busy city, the more alternate paths there are to connect with a memory, the more effectively the traffic will flow, and the more rapidly and easily that memory will be retrieved when needed. When a sensory hit comes in to obtain a memory, the increased number of synaptic connections generates more powerful recall. Recalling one sensory cue will activate the others. This is an example. If you process information about how acoustic waves resolve reading, envisioning, and touching a vibrating thing, you'll have at least 3 brain storage boxes holding that knowledge. It does not matter which one enters your mind when you are trying to remember facts about sound waves. When you recall any one, like the feel of the vibrations, the related info about what you heard, read, or visualized will pop into your recall. Use it so you do not lose it. Use hearing, vision, and movement, or touch, to improve your memory of things you need to remember for tests, say, in a presentation, or perform steps in a treatment. Here are some examples you can adjust for what you need to recall. Imagine. If you exaggerate the info in an excessive visualization, the extra emotional punch or humor will magnify the memory. Example. When subjects were shown video of hands touching different items, brain scans revealed activation not only of the visual cortex, but also of the neural regions in a remote region of the brain typically triggered when the brain directs the real touching. Tunes and rhymes improve memory. Just the way you found it easier to recall lyrics to a song than to memorize a poem, you'll increase memory storage when you put the information into a familiar tune or turn it into a rhyme. When gestures belong to that sound memory, the movements add a third storage locker for